Walker, who had hoped to force Democrats to follow his lead.
Unless there's an agreement between both sides this month, January will bring across-the-board tax hikes and spending cuts. It's a day for digging out in the Midwest, and heavy rains are pounding the east as much of the nation is in the grips of a massive winter storm.
The winds are howling, the rain is coming down, and then the Great Lakes, everything's changed over to snow.
That's NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns. A moment of silence followed by bells in Newtown, Connecticut today. It will mark 1 week since the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. This is NBC News Radio. The NRA is scheduled to give a press conference today in the wake of the deadly Connecticut shooting spree. The deaths of 26 have sparked a push for gun control in Washington, with President Obama out in the front.
A majority of Americans support banning the sale of military-style assault weapons. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips.
Some NRA members have countered.
If you ban assault rifles and magazines, who's going to be able to take them away from the criminals off the streets? Because they're still going to have them.
President Obama plans to introduce his ideas for curbing gun violence in his State of the Union address next month. One of the two inmates who escaped from a Chicago high-rise jail this week is recaptured. Convicted robber Joseph Banks was caught late last night. Apparently, the Mayans were wrong. Many feared their calendars predicted an apocalypse on December 21st, 2012. Today is, however, the winter solstice. It marks the shortest day and the longest night of the year. I'm Mara Schiavocampo, NBC News Radio.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
You think they do test these doors?
All these are UL rated.
What does that mean?
They have to open it like 1 million times at least.
At least a million times? So they close it? And then they open it.
They have a machine that does it.
A machine that opens and closes it? Now that's a job I could do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm inside the van!
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Failure of Speaker Boehner's Plan B budget to pass the House has smacked stock futures. S&P futures losing 23, NASDAQ futures down 40, Dow futures down 190. The BlackBerry is feeling the crush. Research in Motion says for the first time in its history, it lost more subscribers than it gained last quarter, losing more than a million customers worldwide September through November. Company sales tumbled to half what they were last year, and its profit fell 97%. Here's how bad the mood is there. That 97% profit drop was less severe than expected. After trying for days to save face, Instagram is doing an about-face. The Facebook-owned picture-sharing app says it will revert to its former privacy policy, abandoning the new policy it unveiled Monday, which would have let Instagram share your photos for its own promotional purposes. The public backlash was so severe it reached the heights of celebrity, drawing complaints from the likes of LeBron James and Kim Kardashian. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rene Pena Jr. talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
This van is kind of square.
If it's square, it gives you more room.
All that room just helps out.
What are you going to do with all these shelves?
Filters, just all kinds of stuff. So
if you don't have that much space, by the end of the day, your stuff's everywhere. If everything has its place, that's where it's going to go back, you know.
Well, aren't you organized?
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome, everybody. It is Friday, the 21st day of December 2012. If you follow the Mayan calendar, we will all be gone. Just give me a few seconds here. I just got to wait for a few more ticks of the clock. And literally 4 minutes. 4 minutes from right now will be the end of the world. So I've got to get in 4 hours worth of show in 4 minutes. And you know what? I've thought about it. I can't do it. So I'm just going to do the show the way that I plan to do it. And if we're out of here in 4 minutes, we're all out of here, right? So that'll be that. I'm fine with it. Everybody else showed up for, well, and I'm not sure everybody else did show up for today. A severe lack of traffic out there. This building is about empty, so maybe there is something going on that I don't know about. Although it was weird, right before the show, the power went out, just briefly, but enough to kind of upset the apple cart. Woo-hoo. Anyway, good morning to you. Of course, this is our last First Shift program. And we're going to have plenty of opportunities to take your calls throughout this hour and throughout the program today. We do have an amazing program lined up for you. Very excited as we get ready to round out our last day on the air. In the next hour, we will be joined by Representative Tim Grimmel. Many of you, of course, know he is the Democratic leader-elect. And he in the state house, and he will be punching in with us to talk about the future of the state of Michigan. Jeff Garrett, former editorial writer for the Detroit Free Press, did an amazing series on mental health in this country and in the state. I'm sorry, and we're going to talk about that as it relates to what happened in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and mental illness, how the treatment for it has changed drastically, and how we actually use the penal system. Instead of really taking care of the mentally ill in this country, we incarcerate them. There are some serious problems. We're going to talk about that at 7:35. The Reverend D. Alexander Bullock joins us at 8 o'clock. We've got a lot to get to with him, including... And some of you on Facebook know that he had threatened a hunger strike, had the governor have signed Senate Bill 59. He did not. Reverend Bullock is pretty fit and trim to begin with. I don't know that we could have handled that. Attorney Miriam Aukerman joins us at 8:35. The ACLU has placed a lawsuit against Secretary of State Ruth Johnson and her inability to clearly see that just because you are, quote unquote, illegal, that you shouldn't have a driver's license. Well, the ACLU says, hold on, foul, let's go to court, and they will. And finally, we wrap up our day and our week and our program, in this manifestation anyway, with Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies. Would you have it any other way? I think not. With that said, it's time to get going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, excuse me. I have really struggled with the first word today. Because, you know, when we first started doing first word, we were actually going to sandwich it. We were going to do a first word and a last word. And I, of course, don't know how to shut up. so we could never get the last word in. I think we did it twice, and then we gave up on it, which was pretty smart of us to do, since we weren't doing it on a consistent basis. So here I am rambling on. What would be the appropriate first word on our last day? And what I decided was that I want to leave you with something that will last. Because I'm not going away. I'm just, I mean, I'm not, like, moving out of state. I'm not, you know, having my hands removed and my mouth removed, although I'm sure some of you would love that. I'm just not going to be here at this time in the morning on this station after today. Well, you can listen to some best ofs next week. But with that said, our first word today is simple. Love. I think that the one thing that we, especially in the political arena, don't talk enough about is love. Love for policy, love for people, love for topics. We don't talk about love for each other and respect and all of those things that at the end of the day are what really matters. Love does not need to be something you need to be afraid of. It's not something that you should hesitate to express, nor is it something that you should discount as a weakness, as sometimes people do. There are, of course, different levels of love. We could talk about romantic love or passionate love. We could talk about, you know, the love that comes through respect or years of working with somebody. You begin to care about them, and then all of a sudden you realize that there's an emotional connection, even if it's professional. But somehow we never seem to factor in love when we advocate for those things that we are most passionate about in the activist side of our lives. So I'm going to just keep this as simple as I possibly can. Folks, don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to give it, and more importantly, don't be afraid to receive it, because like everything else that's out of balance, it just doesn't work when it only goes one way, and haven't we found that to be the truth, especially over the last 2 years? That's right. Today's first word is love.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle, got a man out there, it's Calvin at the five! The catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off of second. The 1-0 swinging a fly ball. Left field is deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings. And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
And we welcome back Anthony to talk a little sports before we get things underway today. And as our weather guru, did you get that weather advisory in today, Anthony?
Actually, we have not. I got to record that.
Oh, well, you better get to it. Yeah, better get to it, because there is a weather advisory today.
But other than that, we do have finally some good news to talk about this week.
What are you talking about? Michigan winning, beating EMU?
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, I thought, okay, maybe he knows something. Well, you, of course you do know lots of things I don't. Okay, well, yeah.
That's good news. I mean, that's the second best start in Michigan basketball history. I believe the other team was the 86 team that started off 16-0. Did not win a national championship, though.
Okay. Well, I don't think this team's going to win a national championship, but that's okay. Yes, they started off 12-0. They won last night, I believe it was 93-54. It's okay. Eastern Michigan isn't supposed to be a team that would beat Michigan, and that's fine. That's all I know. That's Go ahead.
We really smacked them around. I mean, just our offense is great. I mean, I love the way we shoot the ball. It's weird watching it because we never bring the ball down low. I mean, they move the ball around the 3-point line, which you know, kind of seems, I don't know, it's not typical, but we got a bunch of guys that could shoot threes, and the freshman Stauskas hit like three in a row in the first half, and they actually had five freshmen on the floor at once, and it was you know, of course they made this huge deal about Michigan having five freshmen on the floor, and I don't know. I thought it was funny. They all played well together. It was a good game.
Oh, I'm glad it was a good game. And that, you know, I noticed, Anthony, over the years, of course, you own Michigan. It's never them. It's we.
Of course.
So no other schools matter in Anthony's world. Anyway, Michigan wins. Michigan State lost out on a prized recruit yesterday. Drew Sharp in the Free Press in the afternoon wrote, Anthony, doesn't really matter, guys, because he's only going to be in the in college basketball for a year before he comes out anyway, which is, I'm sure, true.
That doesn't matter, though. Winning a national championship, I mean, I think it's worth running the player for the year.
Well, they didn't get the chance.
You said he signed with Duke?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
Yep, he did. So, anyway, that's that. You know what? Let's do the Lions on the other side of the break, because we are up against the break, and I don't want to rush through it. Of course, people can feel free to call, get in line, get a load of me at 6 o'clock in the morning. By the way, the world did not end at 6:11. I'm just pointing it out. We're still here. At least I think we're still here. The TV's on, my computers are working, my iPad's okay, my hands are moving. So, yeah, I think we're still alive. For you practicing Mayans out there, 888-552-3595, can someone tell me why we're still here? Or tell me maybe why we're not here, and I just think we are. Yes, the paranoia will destroy you. All right, we're gonna get to a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Lions, who play on on Saturday evening, which will be tomorrow, as we creep towards the end of the football season, especially for Detroit fans, and take a look at what's going on in the world, and we'll do that. John Boehner, yep, he pulled a boner yesterday, no question about it. Couldn't even get his own caucus to vote for his Plan B. Oh, my, oh, my. The fiscal cliff, I can see it. Don't jump now. 888-552-3595. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and keep it going right here on First Shift. I am Tony Truppiano. We'll be back.
This is John Feigl from the Sugar Law Center for Economic and Social Justice in Detroit, Michigan, wishing everybody out there listening, Tony and all the folks at the station, a warm and happy holiday.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
Taking a look at your traffic, there are no accidents to report this time, so that's always good news. However, we do have snow on the ground, the roads are wet, so it is slowing down some people. Better safe than sorry. Other than that, your roadways are all clear. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with the chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers
workers free to achieve the American dream.
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and yes, we've survived the Mayan end of the year, end of the world. So let's go, let's welcome Anthony back and take a look at the Detroit Lions play the Atlanta Falcons Saturday evening. And what is not a must-win for the Lions, it's not a must-anything. Anthony, I don't even know how to take this one seriously. I don't see them winning this one in a month of Sundays.
Yep. I mean it's gonna be rough watching it. It's Saturday Night Football, though. Technically, it's the Monday Night Football game this week because it falls on Christmas Eve, so they're just doing it Saturday. Okay. So it'll be on ESPN. It's gonna be an exciting game, I guess. Christmas, yada yada yada. They're gonna win because they got nothing to play for, and Atlanta has everything to play for, and you know they should beat us, so we're gonna win.
So okay, well, you'll go with that. I'll go the other way, and then I'll post on Facebook what our season record was. But I think we're close to tying, or it's being tied. So I'm just going contrary way, Anthony, so that we can break the tie.
All right, yeah. Well, then on Sunday, or we'll do it Monday. We'll get the final record up so everybody can see.
All right. Thank you, Anthony, so much. So Anthony's going with the Detroit. I'm going with Atlanta. And that is it in sports. All right. Let's turn our attention now to the phones. 888-552-3595. By the way, I've had a lot of email asking me what happens to that number after today. That number will be parked in my office phone, so don't be throwing that number away. I'm not so convinced we won't be back at some point, so I'll say that. We now go to the phones and welcome my dear friend Theo in Detroit. Theo, Merry Christmas to you, and blessings on top of blessings, dear lady.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your listeners. It was a excellent choice of first words today, and I just wanted to be a part of the show this morning and to tell you what I was calling for yesterday is that the world could not end because you are a man of your word and you gave your word that you're going to be on the television program with me the first Monday of 2013, which is January the 7th. So since you keep your word, the world could not end with that.
So you told me January 8th. Which day is it?
I did not mean to say that if I did.
Yeah, so it's the 7th?
Yes.
I'll change it on my calendar. That's fine. I'll be there for you anyway. You don't need to worry about that. I'm with you.
Okay, the first Monday of the 2013, and that's on Comcast 20. So we're looking forward to it. And I have no doubt that there is going to be a wonderful place for you and for your listeners. And I was glad to hear about the keep in touch email that you have? That,
yes.
That was a great idea.
Oh, you know, I have every reason to believe that we'll be back. And, Theo, I want to thank you for your call. I'm happy to say we've got lots of callers lined up, so I'm going to move on to now, but for now, but blessings to you, my dear friend, and I look forward to seeing you on that Monday morning. 888-552-3595. Next, we go to Richard in Livonia. Richard, Merry Christmas to you, and welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony, and we want to wish you from the Livonia Democratic Club a great future in your career, and I thank you for the many years of service you gave the Progressive Democratic Party.
Well, thank
you. I would like to say one thing, Tony. If we just keep sending petitions and calls to the president, we will more than likely get the 98% middle class tax cut.
Yes, we need to continue to remind the president, and Richard, thank you so much for the nice words and the call. We need to continue to remind the president that he was reelected based on our shared belief that he would do the right thing for the 98%, and we need to hold him to that. Richard makes a great point there, no question about it. Let's welcome Jeff in White Lake to First Shift. Jeff, good morning to you. Thanks for punching in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony. Have a good new year. Just wanted to call and say thank you and good luck. Let you know that there will be progressives and liberals, union guys like me out here praying that your voice gets back as soon as possible. We need it. We need it to fight our fight. We just need a counterweight to what we get from the right.
Now, you're right, and I'm hoping and praying that we can find a way back to the air. Certainly, I'm going to be very active online. I do plan to do some podcasting. They can't shut me up, Jeff. They can try, but they can't shut me up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and we'll try and keep in touch one way or another.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you for the call this morning. I truly do appreciate it, and again, happy holidays to you and your beautiful family. 888-552-3595. You can also send an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. And I want to remind you again, you follow us on Facebook. Just search for First Shift, as many of you have over the last week or so. And like that, and then you'll know what's going on in my world. Or you can follow us on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. Let's go to my dear friend, Tom in Detroit. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you this morning.
Well, good. You know what? I'm going to be bilingual right now. Vaya con Dios, mi amigo.
Ah, thank you.
And but anyway, it's been one hell of a good ride. And, you know, they say cream always rises to the crop, and you're the cream de la cream.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and, you know, one more thing. I mean, this is my last say here, but folks, don't forget about the midterm elections. That is extremely important for things to continue to change and what have you.
Absolutely.
So we can't go to sleep, people. You know, we got the Prez back in, but, I mean, President Obama needs all the help that he can get.
You know, absolutely, Tom, and thank you for your call. Not only does the president need our help, the state representatives need our help, the state senate needs our help. We need to stay very, very focused on our role in our democracy. We are the government, folks. We are truly the government. Mike in Clawson joins us now, one of the many, many good friends I've made on this journey. And, Mike, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again this morning. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Tony. You know, I was probably one of the first people that called your show when you started. And regretfully, I guess I'm going to be one of the last. But I just couldn't let this day pass without acknowledging that.
Well, I appreciate that. Obviously, you and I are going to stay connected and stay in touch. You have become a friend. Well, you and I have become friends, Mike. We've seen each other at social activities. We've exchanged many emails. Yeah, Mike, and this isn't just about my radio show.
Well, no, I guess not, because, you know, I guess come the 1st of January, my radio is going to go dead because I'm going to lose not only you, but all the other progressive shows that followed during the day.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you for your call. Let me remind people that you can still listen to Ed online and Tom online and Randy online and Steph online. You can actually watch some of them on TV as well. So they're not going away. They're going to be on the same times they're always on. It's just you're not going to be able to hear me, I guess, unless you give me a call. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come to Frank next. Feel free to call us. It's very nice for you folks to call in this morning, 888-552-3595. I've got some nice emails I'll share as well as we get through this last First Shift program. Stay where you're at. I'm Tony Truffiano. We've got a lot to get to, and we'll do it after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
The earlier reported accident that had Eureka Road shut down in both directions just west of Telegraph Road has been cleared. However, we do have reports of several spun out vehicles on I-75 both northbound and southbound near US 24. So please be cautious when driving this morning. I know the roads don't seem bad, but there are slick areas. My name's Tim, and that's your Total Traffic Update.
You love that one-of-a-kind taste of honey-baked ham, but have you tasted our turkey breast? With a new recipe and the sweet, crunchy glaze you love, our honey-baked turkey breast could be the beginning of a brand-new holiday tradition. For coupons and to find a store near you, visit honeybakedfoods.com.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be a high of 45 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tonight, a low of 34. Tomorrow, 36 with a chance of snow. It's currently 35 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Let's quickly go to the phone and welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift.
I think you can look at the bigger picture, and the unions basically brought the textile industry to its knees.
Go ahead,
Ross. Let me say this about the textile industry. It was largely non-union, so that's one of the... I have to say that's kind of a dumb argument.
On 1310 WDTW.
Let us address the declining fortunes of today's mainstream mass media. Yes, I can hear your pain screams of, no, we don't want to. However, we really must, because it's not about them, but us. About our ability to be at least quasi-informed about who's doing what to whom and why, in order for us to be a self-governing people. So, buckle up. Here we go. The honchos of America's newspaper establishment are quick to blame the Internet for their loss of readers, not noticing that their own product has fallen victim to conventional wisdomitis. This affliction leaves them printing little more than the contrived wisdom of the corporate powers, not a big selling point with readers. Ironically, this narrow perspective not only saps their sense of what's news, but also their business sense. For example, with readership declining, the accepted industry response by owners and publishers is to fire beat reporters, shrink the news hole, reduce reporting to rewrites of wire service articles, and run hokey PR campaigns hyping the shriveled product as real news. But here's some real news they might want to consider. The new owners of the Orange County Register are blazing a contrarian path toward reviving their paper's prosperity. Editor Ken Brusick notes that offering less to subscribers and charging more not only is a rip-off and an insult to readers, but a sure path to failure. So, he says, we're now offering more, expanding the Register's newsroom, its coverage, and the paper's size. Gosh, hire real watchdog reporters, dig out real news, and make the paper relevant to local readers. What a novel notion for a news business. Of course, the conventional wisdomites are sneering. It's not what most people are doing, said one. This is Jim Hightower saying, exactly, and that's why it's so promising.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at hightowerlowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truffiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this early Friday morning. The world did not come to an end. I think we're going to be okay. It was supposed to end at 6:11 a.m., and it did not. So that's good news. If nothing else, that's good news. Feel free to give us a call this morning. We've got a great program lined up for you as we work our way throughout this fabulous day as we, of course, get ready to celebrate the Christmas holiday. 888-552-3595. We welcome Frank in Commerce Township to First Shift. And, Frank, happy holidays to you. Thanks for punching in with us this morning.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas. I just wanted to thank you for being on the air, and really I'm going to miss your hearing your radio show on the way into work every morning. I always like to listen to it, and I'm really going to miss it.
Well, Frank, I appreciate.
Wanted to thank you.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate the call. It certainly is a very it's a tough way to it's a tough way to end a week. It's a tough way to end a chapter, if you will. I was telling Joe this morning that, you know, one of the things that I've kind of, we were going to be taking basically the next 2 weeks off anyway. It wasn't going to be two whole weeks, but, you know, so I'm just kind of going into, especially next week with a vacation mentality. Folks, I've put in some hours, and I know you all know that. I'm not, I'm certainly not looking for sympathy. So I'm going to take some time, next week. Before I get back to the phones, we got plenty of calls. I do want to get to a couple emails. I've really been horrible about doing email on the show. And I don't know why. I don't have an excuse for it. But I got an email from, Pamela, who writes, "I was never able to call in with frequency. I have three boys running around the house during your show. I have emailed from time to time, but not often enough. But I have listened almost daily from 6 to 9 since your program came on air. Your show helped me to be able to vote in the primaries. Without the guest, I wouldn't have been prepared to have to fight for a ballot. I would have been disenfranchised. For that, I am grateful." And I remember Pam quite well, to be honest with you. She had a really interesting, I think it was the primary in August. She had a really interesting story. She says, "I will miss my slice of local news in the morning. The city is losing a great voice for the real news." Thank you, Pamela, so much. There's more, but that's basically the essence of it, and I appreciate that. Okay, back to the phones. 888-552-3595. My brother Les in Detroit's on the phone. Les, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Good morning, fellow patriots.
There we go. Now my morning's complete. There we go.
Tony, my man, you are a gem. Your presence in the broadcasting in Detroit at the election times is going to be sorely missed, man. You just brought so much information to us, you know, and that's how we get power, you know, information. You know, Tony, it just saddens me, man. I've been sad all week long. Every time I hear your program, and I pick up the phone, I say, no. You know, I just get sad every time I did it this week. I was going to call you before this when I called you earlier this week, but I just couldn't do it and really didn't want to do it. But this is, you know, your last show. And I just don't believe it. I feel like I'm in a fog, in a dream world. That, you know, a great voice, a progressive voice like yours is going to be silent for a while. And that's too long. One day is too long.
Well, that's very nice for you to say. Listen, my friend, I'm fighting hard. I promise you that I'm working to land somewhere else. This is what I do is not about doing a radio show. I'm an activist, and this is a perfect tool to be an activist. It just so happens that the way things worked out, this chapter has to end. But it certainly doesn't mean that it's over. There are lots of ways to touch people, and I plan to be very, very active. And I hope that everybody listening this morning will keep me in mind if they need somebody to speak an event, if you have a rally, if you want to start some trouble. I'm that guy. You can call me. I'm not going away, Les.
Yeah, well, I know I'll see you. I guess I know you're supposed to be doing a hood research meeting, and I'll be there to see you.
Well, next year. My brother, again, thank you for the nice call this morning. I want to thank you for your friendship. It was a pleasure meeting you up in Lansing all those many months ago, and you are a gift, and I am blessed to have you in my life. 888-552-3595. Bruce Felk with the Rochester Citizen is on the line with us. Bruce, my friend, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. I just wanted to say how much I'm going to miss your show, too, and I'm glad we got to talk last week when you announced we were going off the air, because even though we had a little bit of a, I don't know what you want to call it, disagreement, whatever, I really appreciate everything you did for the recall, and I just wanted to apologize, actually, on air for kind of an oversight that I made a mistake in not contacting you when we called it off. So I just wanted to you went off the air.
And I appreciate that. And certainly, Bruce, an apology to you as well. As you know, Bruce, you know me a lot better than most of the people that listen to this show. You and I have known each other a very long time. Things got crazy, and they are still pretty damned crazy for me,
We were right, Tony.
We were right.
If people had gotten more behind the recall effort, we wouldn't be talking about a lot of the stuff you're talking about the last couple weeks.
No question. Had we had recalled the governor, had we had seen a serious effort to recall the governor, Bruce, a lot of this would not have happened. And I don't want to hear this Governor Kelly bullcrap that people throw at me, because it wouldn't have lasted. There wouldn't have been a Governor Kelly, and if there was, he would not have had a chance to do what this piece of crap has done. Anyway, Bruce, thank you so much for your call this morning, and I hope you have a great holiday season. Look at the battles that we've fought over the last year and a half plus. We've won a lot. We've lost a lot, but we've won a lot. And we've actually gained. You stop and think about what we've created through this radio program. I'm talking collectively, what we've created. It's never been about me. It's not about my ego. It's about what we do together. And it's been pretty profound. You have to admit that. And so we've got to figure out a way to keep this going. All right, let's go to John in Clinton Township. Now, John, Merry Christmas to you, and I appreciate you punching in with us on this early Friday morning.
Hey, no problem, Tony. I'm just about to go to work here. Hey, you have a Merry Christmas, and I'll tell you, it's been very nice listening to you on the airwaves this last year and a half. It's a breath of fresh air hearing you. And God's truly blessed us with your presence on the radio, and you're a good guy, and I'm sure your family's proud of you. And it's been a very enjoyable time listening to you, and I'll tell your audience right now, you will be back. Have a good one, buddy, and a happy holidays.
All right, a safe commute to work, John, please. The roads are a little bit hinky out there. You know, before I go any further, I certainly, first and foremost, have to thank Roger Robinson and Rick Blocker and the board of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, for without their support in that first year, this show would not have happened at all. I would have never got on the air without them. And words will never be able to say the gratitude and appreciation you should all feel for what the UFCW did for not only the progressive movement, but for organized labor. Now, since then, we have taken on some wonderful partners, the American Federation of Teachers, the Michigan Education Association, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We have the SEIU. We have the Michigan Nurses Association. Wonderful, wonderful people. Folks, I'm telling you, we have been blessed in so many ways by the people that have stepped up and helped this program survive all these many months. This is not an easy task. To fund something like this takes courage, and we succeeded. We were able to get a progressive message out 5 days a week, 3 hours a day originally, then 4 hours a day after that. We were successful together in getting Stephanie Miller back on the air after she was replaced by that asshat out of Lansing, who is a conservative in conservatives' clothing, even though he said he was a moderate and didn't stand for anything. Well, we couldn't stand you, Michael Patrick Shields. Yes, even when he encouraged people in cars to hit me if they saw me on the street, and he really did do that, we survived all that. We did that together. We were and are a community, and we have a great deal to be proud of. But we're not stopping here. We truly are not stopping here. I plan to be as active as I can possibly be. Now, let me just tell you, in the short term, my goal is to try to get this show back on the air. I'm also looking at other opportunities to get our message out there. I do plan, depending on what happens, to do some podcasting. I'm certainly going to do a great deal of writing. I'm going to be very active on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be blogging on a regular basis. That, I promise you, I will be doing. And again, I welcome your invitations to come speak to your groups and organizations. I want to do that. I need to do that. And I hope you'll invite me. But this is truly just the beginning. What we've created is just the foundation now for what we now must build. You know, we're going to talk to Representative Grimel about this in the next hour. But folks, we're just getting started. All right, more to get to on the other side. Certainly would love to take some more of your calls. 888-552-3595. Be careful on the roads today. I know the snow is coming down a little heavier as the morning progresses, depending on where you're at in metropolitan Detroit. But we'll take the break, and we'll continue with First Shift right after this.
This is Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, Rainbow Push Detroit President and State Coordinator. I'd like to wish the First Shift audience a happy holidays.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
In negotiating the deal with the state, the city was told to use Miller Canfield Law Firm. We had Miller Canfield on the state side and Miller Canfield on the city side negotiating this bond deal. Well, Tony, what typically happens when a municipality gets bonds from the MFA, negotiated bonds, they get that money. They get access to that money. But in this case, Tony, in this unique situation, the state said, I don't want the city to have access to its own money. This is the city's money. I'm a Detroit citizen. We're paying taxes, or we're paying interest on that borrowed money right now, $137 million. But Dillon said, I don't want the city to have access to this money. Even the Michigan Finance Authority, Tony, said they didn't have a problem with the city having access to the money. It was Andy Dillon who said, I want them to have to come to me to get permission to use the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. It is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. I want to remind you, in the next hour, we have State Representative Tim Grimmel joining us. And lots of other good stuff to do as we work our way throughout the morning. We are taking calls. I've got some audio, but looks like you guys want to talk this morning, which I'm always happy to hear from you. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Ron in Mount Clemens to First Shift. And Ron, a pleasure to have you on, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Tony. I just wanted to say thanks for being on the air and all the good things you've done so far. And thanks for reactivating this blue-collar working-class guy and to get motivated and getting back into politics. And I'd like to say thanks.
Well, Ron, thank you, and I appreciate that. You know, I hear from a lot of guys and gals like you, Ron, and I think one of the greatest rewards for doing this show over the last 18 months plus is how many people have told me that as a result of listening to the show, they got more active. I got a wonderful Facebook message yesterday from my friend Terry. And one of the speeches that I gave early on in this incarnation in radio was, if you're in a union, you know, if you're not in a union, get into one. And if you are in a union, get closer to your union. And she often quotes me. So, Terry, if you're listening this morning, yep, I read what you wrote. I just haven't had a chance to respond yet. But we have done something pretty darn special here. And I feel very, very good about that. There's no question that's true. Let me address, by the way, the email thing. Since I announced last Friday that I would be going off the air today, I have received well over 2,500 emails, and it's hard to get to all of them. Now, I have done my best. I have done my absolute best to respond to as many of them as possible. The problem is every time I get within striking distance of having them retired, I get more. And I have a feeling that's going to be as true today as it has been. I do commit to responding to all of them. It just may take a little longer than you're comfortable with, but I'm one guy. And I do promise to respond to as many of them as I possibly can. I've also had I would say a couple hundred Facebook messages as well, and anyway, it's just been a little overwhelming, not to mention those of you who have left messages in my office. I have been out a lot this week, so I have not been able to, I have not been sitting at my desk as much as I normally would be, but I just want to thank everybody. It's been incredibly overwhelming, and I'm flattered. I'm flattered that we have created something that is making a difference. 888-552-3595. I do want to mention a couple stories here before we kind of get into the guest portion of our show. And that is the failed John Boehner Plan B that he couldn't even get Republican support for. So that's not going to move forward, although Harry Reid in the Senate said it wouldn't have gone through the Senate, and it wouldn't have. It would have been a symbolic victory for John Boehner. Now, you say, well, it's politics, and, you know, sometimes in politics, the only thing that matters to the egos of these people is the symbolic victory. He didn't even get that, didn't come close to getting that. So they had to scrap this Plan B. This is what we know. Congress has left for their Christmas break. That means they're going to have to come back and try to resolve this fiscal cliff negotiation and do something vitally important. I got to tell you, there are a lot of nervous Democrats today. I heard from some of you yesterday, including my dear friend Jim, who said that he received an email that Debbie Stabenow may be caving on the Social Security issue. I thought we had sent a clear message in this election. When Barack Obama won by, now we know, by almost 5 percentage points nationally, over 9.5 points here in the state of Michigan, that we wanted a more progressive president that would protect the middle class. what the president is proposing, at least what has been reported he's proposing, is not what we voted for. And as one of our first callers said this morning, and it was actually Tom in Detroit, we have to let the president know where we stand. We have to write him. We have to call the White House. We have to let him know that we do not want them messing with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. It's just not the way to do this. Social Security does not add to our debt. Period. It does not. And I got to tell you, it's kind of like, it was really interesting. We had, and those of you that were listening, because we got a pretty big response to this, Mark in Birmingham called yesterday, and anybody that listens to the show later on is probably familiar with Mark by now. Mark also calls the other shows that are heard on DTW, Tom Hartman, Ned Schultz, and he occasionally gets on air, and he gets bitch slapped down by them, too. But yesterday, if you were to ask me what my favorite conservative call was in the last year and a half, it happened yesterday with Mark, because Mark imploded on himself. He had quoted something as if it were fact. I asked a simple question, just a simple question, and he took that somewhere where I wasn't taking it, and he imploded, made a fool out of himself. And man, oh man, there's nothing better than that when you do what I do. I get but anyway, quickly, we go to Facebook now. We've got a couple brothers on Facebook that are, again, opinion junkies. They never bring fact. They never ever bring fact. I'm telling you, it's like shooting fish in a barrel with these guys. And I play with them. I should probably ignore them, because many of you on the Facebook page have learned to ignore these guys. And God bless you. I don't blame you. I ignore them for the most part. But sometimes it's just too simple. And when they kind of open the door wide and invite me in, it's kind of hard not to walk in the door. Just saying. All right, very quickly, because we're going to have small pockets of time today, but I want to make sure that that we stay connected after the show today, because we're now down to just 3 hours of First Shift. So, like us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, find First Shift, like it, and then you'll know what's going on. Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. Email, just send me an email, as many of you have this morning. I will let you all know as soon as I know what the future holds. And that's tony@thetonyshow.org. That email address is not going away. It is not going away. I'm not scrapping the website. I'm not scrapping the email address. I'm not changing my phone number. Folks, let's just look at this as a little vacation. And I actually plan to be as busy as I can possibly be until it gets to a point where I don't think I'll end up back on the radio or in the media, and I need to go out and find a job, because I do actually have a family to take care of, and I've got to be mindful of that, as I'm sure all of you can appreciate. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. When we come back, State Rep Tim Grimmel and then Jeff Garrett, who is now the deputy editorial page editor at the Toledo Blade, who did an amazing job at the Free Press, a series on mental health here in the state of Michigan. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We take a break for NBC News, but when we come back, the good stuff starts rolling. Stay with us.
DTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
Taking a look at your roads, we have reports of several spun out vehicles in the area of I-75, both northbound and southbound near US 24. So please be cautious when driving in that area and every area this morning. We had snow on the ground, the roads are wet, and they could be slick. Just remember, better safe than sorry. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Drive through McDonald's today, and when you pick up $10 worth of McDonald's Arch cards to anyone on your holiday list, you'll enjoy a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. As the season's first widespread snowstorm moves on, holiday travelers hope that means they can, too. NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns says the storm is dumping more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest and prompting airlines to cancel more than 1,000 flights.
Areas from New York City all the way down to Philadelphia, the big cities, are now getting nailed with some of these very strong winds during the morning, maybe even up to 60-mile-per-hour winds. Airports, major problems the first half of today.
Church bells will ring throughout Connecticut this morning to mark 1 week since the school massacre in Newtown. The governor has called for a moment of silence to remember the 20 children and 6 adults killed in Sandy Hook Elementary School. Doomsday Hour is here, at least in much of the world, and so still are we. According to legend, the ancient Mayans' long count calendar ended at midnight Thursday, ushering in the end of the world. It didn't happen. This is NBC News Radio. Time is growing shorter to steer clear of the fiscal cliff. Members of the House could return to work as early as December 27th to work on a new plan after coming up short on support for the so-called Plan B. NBC's Steve Handelsman.
Boehner pulled Republicans into a meeting, tried to get the votes he needed, but failed. Now Boehner's learned his House Republicans might reject any tax hikes.
The FBI says it's captured one of two bank robbers who escaped from a high-rise Chicago jail. They smashed a hole in a wall and then scaled down about 20 stories using knotted bedsheets. The public appears to be split over radio's reaction to the Connecticut elementary school shooting last Friday. An AccessHollywood.com poll shows that 51% support the move to pull certain songs from playlists that might be deemed insensitive to air at this time. 49% disagree with the programming decision. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Junior talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on hidden microphone.
This van is kind of square.
If it's square, it gives you more room.
All that room just helps out.
What are you going to do with all these shelves?
Filters, just all kinds of stuff. So
if you don't have that much space, by the end of the day, your stuff's everywhere. If everything has its place, that's where it's going to go back, you know.
Well, aren't you organized?
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
With Speaker Boehner's Plan B being pulled from a House vote due to inefficient support, and now members of the House and Senate heading home for the holidays, Wall Street's hope for an imminent fix, or at least patchwork, to the fiscal cliff crisis is dashed, and stock futures are showing it. S&P futures falling 19 points, NASDAQ futures losing 36, Dow futures down 169. Something this morning would have to be terrific news to reverse the sour market sentiment. Economic reports on the docket include the latest on personal incomes and spending and the final consumer sentiment reading of 2012. More than a million BlackBerry owners stopped subscribing to the service from September to November. Research in Motion says it's the first time in company history it lost more customers than it gained. Profit for the company fell 97% from a year ago, but amazingly, that was a less severe drop than expected. S&P futures down 19, NASDAQ futures down 36. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
You think they do test these doors?
Yeah, all these are UL rated.
What does that mean?
They have to open it like 1 million times at least.
At least a million times? So they close it and then they open it?
They have a machine that does it.
A machine that opens and closes it? Now that's a job I could do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm inside the van!
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Trippiano. It's about freaking time.
And welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday, the 21st day of December. 3 hours left in the program, and unfortunately 3 hours left of the First Shift existence. We are fighting hard to find another home, and hopefully that we'll do that. But we've got some great stuff to do over the next 3 hours, and so I'm very, very excited to do today's show. We really do have some amazing stuff. At the bottom of the hour, just very quickly, we're going to be talking to Jeff Garrett, formerly with the Detroit Free Press, now the deputy editorial page editor at the Toledo Blade, on a series he did not that long ago in the Freep about mental illness, about mental health care. And we're going to go back to the Engler days where he literally blew up the mental health care system in this state. And since then, we have seen nothing but a degradation of our society. We do not treat the mentally ill in a humane fashion in this state, in the country for that matter. And when we have what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, at that beautiful little elementary school in a scenic setting, and we understand that whoever would do something like that is mentally ill, you do have to start asking an obvious question. Why aren't we doing more? Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Joining us now is State Representative Tim Grimal. As many of you know, he has recently been elected as the new Democratic leader in the House, the State House of Representatives, and he was kind enough to join us on our last program this morning. And Representative Grimal, I just want to, A, thank you for being on the program this morning. It was important that we chatted with you before we take off. And more importantly, the happiest of the holiday season to you.
Well, thanks so much, Tony. It's great to be back on your show. I always enjoy talking with you on the program. And I just learned a day or two ago that this is the last day for the First Shift, and I can't tell you how deeply disappointed I was to hear that news. Not only do I enjoy being on the show, but you do and have done for so long a wonderful service to the state of Michigan and its residents and the progressive community in particular. And it's really going to leave a void in the state of Michigan, and particularly among those of us who share progressive values, to have you leave in the air. And I really hope you're able to find a new home. It's so important to the state of Michigan.
Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, that is something that we're working toward. I always felt, Representative Grimal, that if I don't get back on the air, maybe I'll really scare the Republicans and run for the state house in 14.
Well, hey, that would be great, too. You wouldn't get any argument out of me.
Anyway, you know, listen, I would normally end an interview with the way I'm going to start an interview. At a time when we are truly prepared to fight for our democracy, at a time when Michigan has shown up, you know, we had you on right after the wonderful rally when so many good people in the state of Michigan came to the Capitol a week ago Tuesday, not just union men and women, but working men and women. We know that now there is a hunger, there is a need, there is a desire for change. You are perfectly positioned to harness that. And I said I would normally end an interview this way, but I'm going to begin it this way. Everybody's looking at you now, Representative Grimal, and I think you know that, and I think you welcome that. What can we expect from you going into 2013? And then the second part of that is, what can we do to help you accomplish it?
Well, thanks for your kind words, Tony. And, you know, I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying in terms of people looking at me and to me and certainly yearning for some new aggressive leadership in Lansing. And I do welcome that. I take very seriously the role of Democratic leader in the State House, which I'll officially be in come January 1st. Certainly there is a lot of work to be done, both in terms of unifying our caucus and making sure that we're speaking out with a unified voice and taking a much more aggressive stance in standing up to the Republicans and all the nonsense that they've been pushing, but even more work to be done in the state. Obviously, it's been a very tough past couple of years, and all of the anti-middle class legislation that the Republicans have been pushing these past 2 years has culminated in this horrific crescendo that is so-called right-to-work legislation that just passed the House and the Senate and was signed into law by the governor. And, you know, if there's any silver lining to this, I think you just hit on it, which is that it's been a galvanizing force for certainly Democrats in Lansing, but especially for the entire progressive movement throughout the state. And it has reinforced the importance of activism, of getting engaged in the democratic process, and especially of turning out to vote. Elections have consequences, and obviously when Republicans and other aggressive folks get into office, those consequences are not pretty. And so I think that the terrible events of the past few years, and in particular the events of the past few weeks, have really focused people in terms of the importance of getting involved and changing the dynamic in our state's capital.
Well, you know, it's interesting, as I have had a chance to talk to people over the last couple of weeks, and I have all the respect in the world for your colleague, term-limited Rick Hamill. He has done a wonderful job under very difficult circumstances. I don't want to say that people are ready, that we're ready for new leadership, because that's not what I get. What I am getting, though, is that people want Democrats. And there's a certain reality, Representative Grimal, that we need to talk about. You guys are in the minority. You only have so much power, but nobody can take away your voice. And I think what the progressive community is hungry for are Democrats that are willing to stand up for our values, to stand up for what it is we know we all want. And I mean all want. I'm not just Democrats, but Republicans as well. And not be afraid to take a line, draw it in the sand, and say, if you cross this, there are consequences. And you've already done that without even taking the baton yet.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's really the key, especially when we're in the minority, because the fact of the matter is that when we're in the minority, we would be kidding ourselves to say that we're legislating most of the time. The fact is that the vast majority of the time, the Republicans don't bring any legislation forward and don't allow any legislation to be brought up in committee or on the House floor unless they have all the votes they need on solely the Republican side of the aisle, which means that there are very few opportunities for Democrats to play any role in passing legislation. Now, there have been a few, but I want to emphasize only a few areas where Democrats have had any influence over legislation because of the way that the Republicans do business in Lansing. And that means that our role is all about trying to win majority so that we can have a meaningful impact on policymaking in the state's capital. And the most important thing we can do to win majority is to be a lot more aggressive in getting our message out to the residents of Michigan and letting them know what it is that the Democratic Party and that House Democrats in particular stand for. Because I think that our values are the values of most people in the state of Michigan, and we just need to communicate those values to folks so that they understand that.
And we know that. We know that without the gerrymandering that was done over the last 12 months that the House would look very much different than it does today. And being what it is, I'm having a reality moment with you this morning. It is what it is. The Republicans did maintain the majority, even though the Democrats got more votes statewide. It doesn't matter. We've got to deal with what we've got to deal with. But that doesn't mean we have to take what they're giving us.
That's exactly right. There's no question that had it not been for the Republican gerrymandering, that we would be in the majority come January 1st. But obviously, the rules of redistricting being what they are in this state and the state Supreme Court having the political persuasion that it has, the Republicans were able to gerrymander the seats to their advantage. And we have to adjust to that reality and make sure that under these new districts, we're able to get the majority in 2014. And I think there's certainly a path for us to do that. We've just got to be a lot smarter and a lot tougher than the opposition if we're going to do it.
Well, you already are a lot smarter and you already are a lot tougher. So you've got that part of it beat. Listen, I want to, again, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for the leadership that you are already providing and moving forward. No matter where I end up, know I'm one of your soldiers, and in any way that I can help serve the Democrats and the progressive community in the state of Michigan, Representative Grimal, I am there for you 100%.
Well, thank you so much, Tony, and call me Tim always. I know that you call me Tim ordinarily, but I'm certainly not comfortable with you, my friend, calling me Representative Grimal. It's Tim, and it always will be Tim, Tony, and I appreciate, again, your kind words, but I really appreciate your many years of service to the people of Michigan and particularly to the progressive community. You have done such a wonderful job shedding light on the most pressing issues facing our state. And I know that you've got a bright future ahead of you, whether it's running for office, which would be great, and I'd love to support you any way I can, so let me know if that's the case. But also, if you're able to find another spot on the air, which would also be a wonderful way to continue serving the people of Michigan.
Well, thank you.
And go ahead.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I just want to thank you.
Well, I just want to conclude by saying thank you, Tony, to both you and all your staff on the show. You've been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. We're going to take the break. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. This is Harvey Santana, state representative. I want to wish you and your families a happy holiday season. I want to let you know how much I love you, care for you, and how hard we're working for you in Lansing to get our government back to work.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your roads, we have reports of several spun-out vehicles in the area of I-75, both northbound and southbound near US 24. So please be cautious when driving in that area and every area this morning. We had snow on the ground, the roads are wet, and they could be slick. Just remember, better safe than sorry. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn
on the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll be open lines at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll welcome Jeff Garrett, journalist extraordinaire to First Shift. So, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter at Tony Trupiano. I want to thank my brother, my UAW brother, Jim Peterson, for the nice tweet during our segment with Representative Tim Grimmel. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am that Representative Grimmel is taking over the leadership for the Democrats in the House. No disrespect to Rick Campbell. I really dig Tim Grimmel. Lots of people do, including Jim Peterson. Jim, thank you for that nice tweet. We are going to go to the phones and welcome my other brother from the UAW, Mylan. Mylan, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning, and I hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Happy New Year. God bless you. We had a fan of year. It was good meeting you this year, Tony. And I'm not saying goodbye. I'm staying to see you. So, of course, we're going to keep our ears open. And on behalf of the UAW Region 1 Developmental Advisory Council, Tony, thank you so much. And I want to let you know also, be careful what you say, because I just ordered 1,200 yard signs for you.
I knew. As soon as I said it, I said, you know, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Too late now, brother. You on the
hook. Well, all right. Well, you know, the good news is the Mayans were wrong. The Mayans were wrong. The world didn't come to an end today. So, you know, maybe good things are in store. We got over that. So, let's hope we I end up back in there. Mylon, I do have to, and I want to do this publicly. There are a few people that have been as supportive of me personally and professionally as you have, and I consider you a true friend and a brother. And I can't thank you, I mean you personally, as a human being, as my brother, enough for having my back all these months. And I truly do appreciate you, my friend.
Well, there to you, Tony. It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the call this morning. Have a great holiday season. And, yeah, you can't keep a good man down. Hell, a lot of times you can't keep a bad man down. But I swear, I'm not one of the bad guys. Well, depending on what your perspective is. 888-552-3595. I took down my sign in the studio during the last break that has the number on it, because I think I know it by now. But, you know, it's like one of those reminder things. And I can't tell you how many times I would say the number and still look at it. Or I'd go to, and not that I don't know it, forward and backward and inside and out. And I've never told you guys this, and here I am on the last day telling you this. You know, that toll-free number actually works as a fax as well. So if you ever want to send a fax to me, not that people have faxes. Do they have faxes anymore? I don't even know if there's a fax machine in this building. You can also send me a fax through that number. I am going to start forwarding that number to my office. And so, you know, if you want to contact me until we find a new home and park that number somewhere else, you could call me toll free. I'm okay with that. I'll pay for the call. I'm always willing to pay for the call. I love you people. I truly do. 888-552-3595. And I also want to thank all of the people that are sending emails and wanting to stay connected. We are definitely going to do that. Maybe I'll start doing a little newsletter. It looks like at least in the short term, I'm going to have some time to do this. And I got to be careful I don't overcommit myself because I'm really good at that as well. All right, let's go to Roger in Garden City. And Roger, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope you're doing well today, my friend.
I'm doing well, and I want to wish you a very happy holidays, and I want to say something. I think that, you know, you'll end up somewhere. It opens up a lot of opportunities for you. You might be hosting the Ed Show. You may also be an appearance guest on the Ed Show. You might run for public office, and you may end up on another radio show. So you've got a lot of opportunities. I'm very positive that somewhere you're going to land, and we'll be back on another first shift somewhere. So thank you for everything you did. You're a blessing to working people, and you're God's gift to the working man. Thank you so kindly.
Well, Roger, thank you. That was very nice of you to say, and I do appreciate the phone call. I do feel that there is a sense of purpose, what we're doing, a spiritual sense of purpose, and so I truly do appreciate that. Well, now talk to Yvette in Gros Seal. Yvette, welcome to First Shift. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, you too, Tony. I got to tell you. My husband, Tony, used to call you all the time. He's a pain, but we love him.
You're right. And, we do love him. We do love Tony.
But I used to work with Tim Grimal.
Oh, really?
Law firm down. Yes. And I just wanted to let you know, he's one of us. He's real people. I'm going to tell you that right now.
He is real people. That's why I'm so excited about him being the Democratic leader. He is real people.
Well,
this guy gets it.
We couldn't have anybody better. Nobody better than Tim Grimal. And I just want to let you know that, please run. We need you and we will back you 1,000%. We will.
That I appreciate that. I got to tell you, the line I give people most of the time when they ask me if I'm going to run for something, I tell them I just run from stuff. I don't run for it. So,
you know what? You do what you got to do, but we love you. Please don't be quiet. We need you.
Oh, the last thing I'm going to do is be quiet. God bless you and happy holidays to you. Tell Tony I said hello. Her husband, Tony, has been listening to my different incarnations in radio, I'll bet you, for the better part of a decade now. A great guy, a great union man, a lot of great, great people in this audience. I am so blessed. I am so very blessed to have all of you in my life. This is just great. It's an affirmation, you know, what we've done together. You know, we've actually played matchmaker a few times as well. People have met at some of the events that we've done and ended up hooking up, and I don't mean that way, ended up hooking up, and, you know, we've actually, you know, done a little romance thing there. So that's kind of cool. I'll remind you one more time. You have to help keep me relevant. I can rant and rave all day long. You got to pull me into your world. You really do. So if there's something that you need me to speak at or show up to or promote, I've got a nice little network out there, as you all know, and I'm happy to support your efforts, and we're going to be just fine. We really are. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here in just a little over a minute. Let me tell you once again, Jeff Garrett, who formerly was with the Detroit Free Press, is now the deputy editorial page editor with the Toledo Blade. He did an amazing series on mental health in Michigan and the mental health system. As you have heard me talk this week very passionately about my concern on mental health issues, that we have turned our penal system into the way we treat mental illness, which means we don't treat it at all. Jeff has a unique perspective after doing this amazingly introspective series just a few short weeks back. So we're going to get to that on the other side. You really want to pay attention to what we're going to talk about in this next half hour. In the meantime, we'll take a quick break here. This is First Shift. I am Tony Truppiano. Let's take the break, and we'll continue right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
An accident has your left lane blocked, I-75 southbound at US 24. Also an accident blocking your right lane, US 23 southbound at Silver Lake Road. And an accident blocking both shoulders, I-94 eastbound at Little Mac Ave. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The International Longshoremen's Association is preparing for a strike of East Coast and Gulf ports that would start just after midnight on Sunday, December 30th. ILA President Harold Daggett says the master contract negotiations aren't progressing well, and it's expected that there will be a strike. Daggett is having local unions prepare for the strike. Daggett says it's imperative that the local unions set up strike committees and refuse orders to handle containerized cargo if there is a strike. Other types of cargo, including perishables, autos, military shipments, mail and passenger ships, will move as usual. Issues between the ILA and the United States Maritime Alliance include container royalties, wages, and health care. Container royalties were negotiated by the union as compensation for job losses caused when use of the large metal shipping containers became widespread. The union says the employers want to cap the fund and eventually eliminate it. Daggett says the employers seem intent on gutting the container royalties that ILA members fought and sacrificed for years to achieve. On health care, the employers want to defer payments to the Union Health Care Fund for 2 years, which the ILA says would take the fund from $800 million down to $200 million. The National Retail Federation is calling on President Obama to intervene to prevent a strike at East Coast and Gulf ports on December 30th. Workers United says 1,100 U.S. jobs will be saved by the acquisition of Hickey, Freeman, and Hart, Schaffner, Marx brands by Authentic Brands Group, LLC. Hickey, Freeman, and Hart, Schaffner, Marx clothing is made by union workers in the USA. Workers United says the new owner will ensure that the company is better capitalized and positioned to access global retail markets. The deal also gives workers 10% of the company profits. Emails started to go out to federal workers on Thursday warning that they could be furloughed if an agreement isn't reached to prevent budget cuts that are set to kick in on January 2nd of 2013. According to the Office of Personnel Management, the impact wouldn't be felt immediately, but if a lack of agreement results in a reduced funding level, employees will be furloughed based on how essential they are to day-to-day operations of the government. The office stressed in a message to labor leaders that the department would still have funding after January 2nd, but it would be reduced. The agency also said it would use furloughs as a last resort and focus on making cuts in other areas before taking such action. Small Business Majority this week is urging lawmakers to find a fiscal solution that will keep retail spending going. Consisting of about 2,000 small business owners from across the country, the group says middle-class tax cuts should be extended while allowing the tax cuts for the richest 2% to expire. The small business owners say that the middle class is the engine that fuels our economy and their businesses. Small Business Majority says a poll of small business owners nationally finds support for extending working family tax cuts while allowing tax cuts for the wealthiest to expire.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Everybody drive safely this morning, although I realize a lot of you are off today as the holiday has begun for many. The roads are a little bit slick, so I'm just asking you to be a little more mindful of your commute either to or from work on this early Friday morning. As I have been building up all morning, and many of you know as you've listened to the show, not just throughout this week, but I've certainly referenced over the course of the time we've been on the air, how important the discussion, and I would like to say solutions, but there aren't many, the discussion is surrounding the way we treat mental health, not only in the country, but more specifically in the state of Michigan, very, very quickly. I used to own a restaurant, actually two restaurants in Pontiac. When they closed the psychiatric hospital there, I was not unfamiliar with the patients. Many of them were given day passes. Many of them ended up in one or the other one of my restaurants. I got to know them well. When John Engler shut down the mental health system as we know it, or as we knew it, those people were literally pushed out into the street, many of them within hours, if not within days, and some of them within weeks. Ended up in what is now the largest mental health care facility or facilities in the state, and that is our penal system, unfortunately. Joining us now is a former editorial writer for the Detroit Free Press and recently newly minted deputy editorial page editor at the Toledo Blade, Jeff Garrett, who just did what should be and I hope will be an award-winning series on mental health issues here in the state of Michigan. Jeff, I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, Jeff, certainly part of the reason you're here is in light of what happened a week ago today at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. I don't need to walk you through that. You know it intimately, sadly enough. But, of course, that brings up a topic that we've been focused on all week, and that is mental health care. Jeff, we have a serious problem in the country, but certainly here in the state of Michigan, recognizing that there are literally thousands of people that go ignored. They're not just underserved. They're not served at all, Jeff.
Correct. No, and I think you summarized the problem pretty well in your intro. Between 1987 and 1993, the state closed 12 of its 16 psychiatric hospitals, mostly under John Engler, including Lafayette Clinic. And the idea at that time was actually a good one. The idea was that we were institutionalizing too many mental health patients and that they could be treated more effectively at a lower cost, more humanely in the community, especially with the advent of a lot of psychotropic drugs. And the bargain at that time was that we would take the majority of our savings that we had made from the closing all these psychiatric hospitals and then reinvest that money into community programs where they could be treated more effectively and humanely in the community. Unfortunately, what happened when once we closed all the psychiatric hospitals, we didn't make that investment in the community programs. And in fact, in the last few years, there's been serious cuts to those programs. And right now, we have one of the lowest number of psychiatric hospitals in the country. And even given the psychiatric medications that we have out there and the idea that we should be treating as many people as possible in the community, we probably have at least, you know, a half of what we should have.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As we have begun to discuss this week, the snowball effect, Jeff Garrett, of having this discussion, and I've shared your series with dozens of people this week. And we, by the way, have a link to that series up on the Facebook page now for those of you that want to go look at that. And I would really encourage you to do it. But what's been interesting, Jeff, and really what's come out of this for me are all the individual stories. And I'm sure this happened as you were going through the series. People were writing you saying, my son, my daughter, my wife, my husband, my brother, my sister.
Yes.
Man, oh man, Jeff, there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that are touched by these issues.
Oh, that's correct. I mean, I think by some estimates, by most national estimates, there are more than 500,000 people in Michigan who have some form of mental illness. It directly impacts one out of every seven families. And one of the, I think, surprising things that I had in finding and writing this series was that it is such a common problem. I have dozens of people come up to me and, you know, that would see my headshot in the paper and say, you know, I've been reading your series, and they would tell me the story about a mother that was mentally ill and couldn't get treatment, or a brother whose insurance policy wouldn't cover certain psychotropic drugs. And this is such a prevalent issue. And I think that's why, unlike a lot of the issues I wrote about at the Free Press, including the prison system, there really is a lot of empathy for this issue in the Michigan public. I did not receive, I think maybe out of 600-700 contacts through email or calls or letters or whatever, I received maybe two or three that were critical of this issue. Most people are very empathetic to this problem, which means that there's going to be some political will that legislators can capitalize on to make changes.
If they have the courage to do that. And Jeff, that really is where the challenge lies. Ask anybody in the in the penal system how difficult it is to deal with those that are mentally ill. Ask a mother who has absolutely no idea at this point how to deal with her 12-year-old son, who is obviously affected by some form of mental illness, but the family doesn't have the resources to get him properly diagnosed. Or the wife who can't keep her husband on his medication and there's nowhere to put him in an inpatient hospital. I mean, Jeff, these are serious problems affecting good people.
Right. There's two points to make there. You mentioned the prison system, and I think between 20 and 25% of the prison population is mentally ill, and as you know, there's no good treatment programs there. Oftentimes, they end up in segregation. We really didn't deinstitutionalize people when we closed all the psychiatric problems. We really shift them from one institution to another, from psychiatric hospitals into the county jail or into the prison system where they are not getting any kind of treatment. To your second point, we are one of only seven states in the country that do not have insurance parity. And that means insurance companies in Michigan are free to, in effect, discriminate against mental illnesses. They do not have to offer the same type of coverages for mental illnesses like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, that they do for other kind of medical conditions. They can exclude coverage, they can mandate higher co-pays, et cetera. And so just because you have good insurance in Michigan doesn't mean you're going to have coverage for mental illness.
Well, there's no question. And you know, we can, and literally, because we only have a half an hour today, Jeff Garrett, but literally we could have filled the entire 4 hours of the show today with stories and testimonial and topics. And the bottom line here is, you just said if there's political will. Well, there's an issue. This parody you just talked about, there's a political issue that should be taken up. And you know, somebody, some smart politician that may be listening to us this morning should take this. They would be amazed at the amount of support they would get for introducing the kind of legislation that takes away this discrimination. And it is, Jeff Garrett, discrimination.
Yeah, it is, in effect, discrimination. And actually, there is now, I don't know if the bill was introduced after the series came out, there's a Senate Bill 50, SB 50, that would mandate insurance parity the way 43 other states in the country have. So I would hope that there is the political will for doing this. This event, and this tragic event in Connecticut, has certainly reignited some of the conversation. But I would hope that there's a political will to really take up SB 50, and that would be a really great first step into dealing with this problem in Michigan.
You know, Jeff, very quickly before we get to the break, and then I'll switch topics for a moment after the break. But, you know, before we get to the break, there are so many people, and I know you've experienced this since you did this series, and maybe even before you did this series. There are people that are ashamed. They're ashamed, or they misidentified. One of my regular listeners one of my regular contributors to the program told a courageous story about a brother that committed suicide, and they just thought he was difficult. They just thought he had an attitude, but they had no way to get him tested or treated. And so you just see this angry person and you think, well, it's just his personality. Well, when you have nowhere to turn, Jeff, what do you do?
Right. There are many, many, many people who go undiagnosed for years with this problem, and there's just a couple of reasons. Well, there's many reasons for that. One of them is that there still is a real stigma about mental illness. Even families, don't want to deal with it always. But there's also just, especially with poor people, and I dealt with this in Detroit a lot, people that don't have access to the healthcare system anyway. Don't have transportation, don't go to doctors regularly, haven't been diagnosed. They go for years, sometimes decades, and sometimes they don't know what they had until they end up in prison. And then a doctor will diagnose them. But that's a real problem.
Well, let me just briefly tell this story, and then after the break, we'll come back and talk about it. We were up at the state capitol a week ago Tuesday. Jeff, I'm sure you heard there was the big rally, Union and Yanya. Okay, so I'm standing there. I was the MC of a rally towards the end of the day. This woman walks up to me, and she says, that's exactly what she said to me. She says, I have a pacemaker implanted. And right now, the people that live in there are telling me I'm in danger. Okay? She said, I don't know what to do, and I can't turn the volume down. It's just getting louder, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid they're going to do something to me. So I said, well, and we were in front of Lansing City Hall. And so I said, you need to go in there and warm up, and then you should go and tell somebody in there what's going on. And I was trying to be very nice to her, but Jeff, these are the kind of people that need help. By the way, as I talked to her just a little longer, I said, where do you live? She said, you're standing where I live.
Right.
I was on the street.
Yeah. Well, 30% of the people in Michigan who are homeless are estimated to have a mental illness, and that's another place where people end up besides prison and county jail is on the street, where there are absolutely no condition because their condition is so unstable they don't even have a stable place to live and sleep. There are no condition to manage a mental illness.
Absolutely. We're going to pick it up from there. We have to take a break. Jeff Garrett, my guest, an extraordinary journalist, now the deputy editorial page editor with the Toledo Blade, formerly with the Detroit Free Press. That series is posted to our Facebook page. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go read it. Fair enough? Let's take a break. You're welcome. Take a break. If you want to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. But we'll be right back.
This is Chris Mihalakis, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, wishing all of the listeners of First Shift with Tony Trupiano a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ned McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year, and we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually saved the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing. That they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook and also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Garrett is my guest. He is the deputy editorial page editor at the Toledo Blade. If you're just joining us, he did an amazing, what should be an award-winning series on mental health issues here in the state of Michigan when he was with the Detroit Free Press, which was very recently. Jeff, I just got this email during the break, and I want to read it to you verbatim. Tony, I am the mother of two children who are now adults who both suffer greatly from mental illness. As I'm typing this, I'm crying because finally somebody understands the prison I have been in all these years. I can't reach them any longer. I no longer know where my children live. I just know there's a hole in my heart, and had John Engler not done what he did, I would have my children with me today. Thank you for having the courage to discuss this.
Yeah, that's the kind of, you know, story I heard all the time, too. You can just hear the isolation and the pain of someone in a situation like that. And it's very difficult because, you know, mentally ill people, you know, can be difficult to deal with. And even the people who love them, sometimes it's hard to help them because they don't always want to accept that help or appreciate that help. And, you know, one of the inspirational things about the series I did was the families that had mentally ill people in there, the courage and the patience and the perseverance that they had to try to get their loved ones help was just incredible. You know, and it brings up another issue, too, in terms of the court system, civil commitments. Sometimes the probate courts, you really have to be, in order for the courts to get involved and order some treatment, you really have to be what they call almost imminent danger to yourself, you know, threat to be committing suicide or something like that. And there's some real discussions going on now and whether, you know, it should be a little bit easier for the court to have the court mandate and get involved and get and provide families with some help. And, of course, there's some civil liberty issues with that, too, but, you know, it's an issue.
It's a serious issue. You know, I had shared this stuff with a friend, your stuff with a friend of mine when the series came out, and you know, he wrote me back and he said, "Is there a, do you have a favorite?" And this isn't one of those things that you prioritize. You don't say, "Well, yeah, Jeff's comments on this were better than," because this is a multi-layered topic. There isn't a favorite, folks. It's really the big picture's all here, and you've got to take it in its parts and in its whole. But the one that I think affected me the most was the mentally ill get punishment instead of treatment. And, yeah. And maybe it was more of a personal thing, because I had a brother that really was had some mental illness issues. And unfortunately, he has passed away. But, you know, that one really touched me because at a time when he was most troubled, he ended up in prison instead of getting help.
Yeah, that was the first piece, and that probably did have more impact than it. Because one thing, we had a photo of Kevin DeMott, 19, bipolar disorder, smeared with blood, chained down in a segregation cell. Somehow the family of Kevin, through a FOIA process, managed to get that photo. I you know, dealing with the Department of Corrections on FOIA issues, I don't know how they ever got that photo, because it's just a horrible, gut-wrenching photo. But they managed to get it, and we reprinted it. And it showed Kevin, you know, chained down, smeared with blood in a segregation cell. And it's a very typical story with him, because he, like a lot of mentally ill people, had a lot of minor offenses and then got into the prison system and just didn't adjust to it. You know, he fought with guards and, you know, he was difficult to manage because of his mental illness and he wasn't getting the proper medication. And because of that, he got a lot of tickets and finally ended up in segregation where he can get absolutely no help at all. So, yeah, that was probably the most moving one to me, particularly because I had dealt so much with the prison system. I think you may remember 5 or 6 years ago I did a series on prison health care, and there was one guy that died in prison, was stripped down after 4 days in a segregation cell, hot segregation cell, died of heat and thirst. He was naked, soaked in his own urine, and he had bipolar disorder. And eventually the family sued for $3.2 million, and they did collect. But it was a case where he had a multiple, you know, minor offenses. His last one was stealing a paintball gun from a Meijer store, and that got him into prison for 1 to 4 years, and that turned into a death sentence.
You know, and Jeff, I have to ask you this question, and it might seem like a lame question, but did you have any idea when you set out to do this series that it would have the impact that it's had? Because this has really gotten a lot of attention.
Well, I hope it has. I mean, you don't always know how much attention or less attention it gets. I mean, you write stuff, and sometimes you expect a lot of impact, and there's nothing, and sometimes you don't expect a lot, and there's some. So, I mean, I do think from what we talked about before, though, because this is such a widespread issue, because so many people, 1 in 7 families, directly deal with this, that there's a lot of empathy for this and a lot of interest in it.
Well, there's no question that is true. And I want to, again, I'm getting emails like crazy right now, and I'll remind people again, the link is on the Facebook page. So just head over to the Facebook page, search for First Shift, and you'll find it. I know if you're a parent, if you're a family member, I mean, there's so many people that share these experiences. But, you know, let's talk. I need to go back to the prison system one more time. I need to talk about the beat cop on the street. They're not trained to deal with this stuff.
Right.
And if they've got somebody aggressive on the street, they're going to treat them in an aggressive manner. And that's probably not the best way to do this.
No, correct. And let me just back up and explain something about it. The guy I was talking about, his name was Timothy Souders. I was blanking on his name. But you're correct. Police have become, instead of trained mental health social workers, police have become, in many, many instances, the first responders, the gateway to the mental health system. And you're right, they're not trained. Now, they're getting more training now. In the last few years, more police departments are training people. But they're not trained to deal with mentally ill people. So there are some initiatives going on to help that, though. The series pointed one pilot program where Wayne State University police and Detroit police as well were riding around with trained social workers and actually trying to approach people. And I spent a day riding around with a pair and just going up to people and saying, not criminal, not criminal, if they ran away, and, you know, asking them questions, were they living, where they were getting help. And they had a list of resources where they could get help, and they would say, look, if you need some help, come in, we'll make an appointment, we'll try to get you housing, we'll try to get you medication. So that's, you know, that's a real step forward, and the training that police officers have, but it's still not a good situation. You still have, in too many cases, police officers being the gateway into the mental health system, and that's not what they're trained to do.
No, it's not. Jeff, unfortunately, we're out of time. I really could have kept you all morning. I mean, I'm just getting warmed up. I can't thank you enough for this series, and thank you for the courage to write it. Thank you for being a journalist. We don't have enough of people like you. Best of luck at the Toledo Blade. We're going to miss you here in Detroit, but now I know where you're at. I can follow
right.
You there.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Jeff Garrett, once again, the deputy editorial page editor at the Toledo Blade. We'll take a break. The Reverend D. Alexander Bullock when we continue.
101 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have a few accidents to look out for out on your roadways at this time. We have an accident on I-94 eastbound at Jackson Road. Also, an accident has your right shoulder blocked, US 23 northbound at Lee Road. And an accident has your left lane blocked, I-75 southbound at US 24. Also, slow-moving traffic, I-696 westbound between DeQuinder Road and I-75. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Let's quickly go to the phone and welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift.
I think you can look at the bigger picture, and the unions basically brought the textile industry to its knees.
Let go ahead,
Ross.
Let me
say this about the textile industry. It was largely non-union, so that's one of the, I have to say, that's kind of a dumb argument.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Tribbiano right here on 1310 WDTW.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim McFleshevsky. It could be a late Christmas arrival for many Americans. That big snowstorm that belted parts of the Midwest has made a mess of air travel, forcing cancellation of about 1,000 flights. NBC's John Yang says on the first day of winter, weather advisories are in effect in 17 states.
Parts of Wisconsin, a one-day snowfall of more than a foot. In Iowa, whiteout conditions led to a chain reaction of crashes. This storm was blamed in the death of at least 7 people.
The nation will pay tribute later this morning to the victims of last Friday's mass shootings at a Connecticut elementary school. Churches around the country will ring their bells 26 times. A new 3-member crew will arrive at the International Space Station shortly. The Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying a Russian, a Canadian, and an American. And the FBI has captured one of two bank robbers who escaped from a high-rise Chicago jail. The two smashed a hole in the wall and used Tide bedsheets to scale down some 20 stories. This is NBC News Radio. The House of Representatives has gone home for Christmas with no deal to prevent the country from going over a fiscal cliff. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell says congressional Republicans put off a vote last night on legislation that called for higher tax rates on households earning at least $1 million.
That means more uncertainty for everyone today about what happens with taxes that are due to go up January 1st. Will markets react? This was a serious rejection by the Republican Party.
A new program that has users pay for email delivery is being tested by Facebook. The new program allows members of the social networking site to send an email message to another member, even if they aren't connected as friends on Facebook, for a buck a shot. Thousands of people are gathering at Mayan ruins in Mexico, celebrating a new cycle of the Mayan calendar. The mystics, hippies, and New Agers believe the notion that today's end of the Mayan calendar marks the end of the world. Maya experts, scientists, and NASA insist that December 21st is not the end of the world. I'm Jim Klishevsky, NBC News Radio.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And the bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas and make the perfect stocking stuffers. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Patent expirations on several of the top-selling prescription drugs mean influxes of generic competition. That's good news for you and your insurance company, but terrible news for drug makers and drugstore operators. This morning, Walgreens reports a 25% earnings drop in the just-completed quarter versus a year ago. Results were much weaker than expected, despite rising sales in the stores themselves. The hit came from behind the pharmacy counter, thanks to cheap generic drugs. Failure of Speaker Boehner's Plan B budget to pass the House has smacked stock futures. S&P futures down 1.25% or 18 points. NASDAQ futures losing 35. Dow futures down 164 points. Analysts tell Market Watch no investors really thought Plan B would ever survive a Senate vote, then get signed by the president. But it still could have forced all sides to keep moving toward a deal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. Again, S&P futures down 18. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoovers has a special free offer just for you. Hoovers has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoovers is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan Envy Cargo on Hidden Microphone.
You think they do test these doors?
Yeah, all these are UL rated.
What does that mean?
They have to open it like 1 million times at least.
At least a million times? So they close it, and then they open it?
They have a machine that does it.
A machine that opens and closes it? Now that's a job I could do.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm inside the van!
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan Envy Cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us.
And if you are ready, then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now.
First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday, the 21st day of December 2012. Well, if you're just joining us, you know that the world did not come to an end, as the Mayans predicted at 6:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Time, whatever it is. Sup? Yep, we're still here. And there are people walking around the building, so it's not a figment of my imagination. Well, there's a person walking around the building. This place is empty today. Joe and I were just outside at the top of the hour, and it is, it's nasty out there. It's windy. It's snowing. But, hey, welcome to winter. Today, by the way, is the first day of winter, for those of you that are not aware of that. I'm going to call this Activist Hour for a variety of reasons. A little later on, we're going to check in with the ACLU. As you may have heard, they will be suing Secretary of State Ruth Johnson for her refusal to allow immigrants, those that are not yet legalized, to get driver's license. And this is just purely, it's racist as far as I'm concerned. But we'll get to that in just a few moments. In the meantime, we've got an introduction to do, and we're going to get this hour underway right now.
Dedicated to enrich the community spiritually, intellectually, and politically, First Shift welcomes President of the Highland Park NAACP and President of the Detroit Chapter of Rainbow Push.
Now that Public Act 4 is gone, there is no legislative basis for the creation of a separate statewide school district that takes assets from the Detroit Public Schools. And also, in the wake of all of this, the Attorney General and the Emergency Manager and the Governor are saying that the elected school board of DPS were elected illegally.
Reverend David Alexander Bullock.
And we do now welcome back to the program the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. And Reverend Bullock, the blessings of this special season to you. A very Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Tony. Merry Christmas to you and yours and to all who are listening.
And I'm so glad that we're still here despite the prediction that the world is going to end.
Well, I guess depending on your perspective, some may say the world has ended as we know it over the last couple of weeks. And I don't know that I could come up with an argument against that. But I want to go back to a little earlier in this week before we get into our topic this morning. You had sent out a press release that if the governor had signed Senate Bill 59, which we came to term as the gun control bill, that you were going to go on a hunger strike. I had posted that to my Facebook page. Somebody had sent me an email, said, oh, is that a threat? And I went, you know what? You don't know the reverend. No, that's not a threat. That's a promise. Now, fortunately, the governor did the right thing in that regard, and we want to give him credit when credit is due.
Indeed, he did the right thing, but you are also correct. If he had not vetoed that legislation, Senate Bill 59, we were going to go on a hunger strike. And what the press release didn't mention is that there were other pastors who were already lining up, and other faith leaders, people of faith, who are maybe are not pastors but still stick to their convictions, who were lining up. And it was amazing. I want to applaud all of the courageous people who were on deck and ready to put their bodies on the line to demonstrate the need that this public policy needed to be done away with. And so, you know, we remain vigilant and watchful. I think, as you said already, the world has changed in drastic ways. And I think it's time for us to raise our level of protest from the press conference to direct action. And I'm going to dub 2013 the year of direct action.
Well, good. I think that's a great way to do it, and understand that I will be standing with you. I think you know that today is our last program, and until we find a new home. And so I find myself, Reverend Bullock, with a little bit more time in my hands than I was anticipating. So if you need me to be a soldier, I'm happy to stand behind you and do whatever it is you need done.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that, and we do also look forward to you finding a new home, because, again, we appreciate what you bring to the table in terms of informed radio. And it's amazing to me with all that is on the airways that we've got to find a new home for the first shift and Tony Trippiano. But I know we'll be successful in that. But in the meantime, we will definitely be calling on you and others who are listening, because we have a number of issues, the EAA, the new emergency manager bill. We obviously have the long struggle against a right to work, and then we've got to do something about this strong gun lobby in not just in the wake of Connecticut, but Colorado, Jared Davis, Trayvon Martin, Ayanna Jones, Michael Haynes, and so many nameless, faceless others who have been victims of gun violence. And I believe the playing field is not level because the gun industry is so strong. So we've got to push back.
I couldn't agree more. Let's take a quick call, and then I had Representative Tim Grimel on this morning, and I want to share part of the conversation I had with him, because I think it fits in very nicely to what the message you've been delivering this morning. But let's welcome Tony to the show. Tony, my friend, how are you? And thanks for punching in this morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Tony. I just wanted to say I'll miss you. You know, I listen to you all the time. And this is Tony from Groves Hill.
Yeah, you and I've been friends. Yes,
morning.
She did. You and I've been friends a long time, Tony.
I hope you, whatever happens to you, it's very well and does very good for you. And Reverend, keep up the good work, because I'm fully backing everybody that does anything good for the people. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tony, so much. Appreciate the call. You know, Reverend, actually, that fits in well to what I was going to say with regard to Representative Grimel. We do know the Democrats still are in the minority in the House and in the Senate here on the state level. We do know that they have profound challenges. I asked Representative Grimel this morning, Reverend Bullock, what he needed from us. And he said he needed exactly what you are proposing, that we be the majority, that we be the government, that we stand up, that we support them, that that they promised that they would have a message. And they have been devoid of message for almost 2 years now. So the kind of leadership that says, I'm progressive, I will stand up, but I need you to stand up with me, that's welcome leadership.
Wow, that's amazing to hear him say that, not because I don't expect those kinds of comments from him, but just because that is so perceptive and courageous. You know, I hate to say it, but I think that the progressive movement in Michigan, maybe the nation, is a bit slow right now, maybe a bit silent right now. And so we've got to amplify our message. We've got to take back the message of freedom and equality. You know, the conservatives have done a great job of framing everything in terms of choice, you know, school choice, right to work is a choice. They've taken this language of choice and this idea of freedom, and we've got to take that language back. But more than that, we've got to stop working in silos. I'm so happy that some of us are coming together now in Michigan and around the nation to be a part of a coalition of groups called the Change Agent Consortium, the CAC, and it's Rainbow Push, it's NAACP, it's National Action Network, it's Southeast Michigan Jobs with Justice, it's Faith, it's Labor, it's Bethany Baptist Church, because we realize that we have to have a unity. In our unity is strength, and when we're unified around a common message and common goals, then we can begin to push back. We've been divided too long, so I'm excited about the call to push our party and our opponents, and I'm excited about the willingness of many to come together to do that.
Well, you know, and interestingly, we just had a representative on from the Change Agent Consortium day before. Yeah, I mean, it might have been yesterday, day before the good fight that's going on at Cesar Chavez Academy to help the faculty there, to support the faculty in their quest to join the American Federation of Teachers and ask the management group that runs that charter school to bargain in good faith with those passionate, dedicated teachers. This is a fight we can win, Reverend Bullock.
We can win it. And I want to thank Juan Escarino and Brenda Jacinta and all of those who are part of the Change Agent Consortium doing that great work. Again, you have citizens in Southwest Detroit providing cover and support for teachers who want to form a union, and then the teachers and the parents working together to push back against the management company, because in that system, the parents have the power, because obviously the dollars follow the parents and the students. And again, this is an example of faith, of labor, of parents, of concerned citizens getting into the streets. Had a great rally last night out there in front of Cesar Chavez Academy. And again, when we come together and fight back, Tony, I'm almost sure we can win, but we've got to take control of the message, and we've got to change our methods.
No, there's no question that's true. I want to point out, you mentioned Juan's name. Juan was who we had on. He is not a parent. He is a concerned citizen. He understands what that school brings to that community. He understands how important it is to have that as a centerpiece of that community, and he is dedicated to making sure that those voices are honored and heard, and that democracy, we're talking about folks, democracy is held pristine. Reverend Bullock, stay where you're at. We've got to take a quick break here. Folks, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Do you have inside of you an activist gene, or do you not know? So we're going to give you some clues to whether or not you do. The stuff we talk about, the stuff that we struggle with, the things that we're standing up for and showing up for, are these issues that you care about? And if you don't think one person makes a difference, well, you're talking and listening to Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. He makes a difference every day. No reason why you can't join us. We'll be back.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'd just like to wish all of you and your families the merriest and happiest this holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have a few accidents to look out for out on your roadways at this time. We have an accident on I-94 eastbound at Jackson Road. Also, an accident has your right shoulder blocked, US 23 northbound at Lee Road. And an accident has your left lane blocked, I-75 southbound at US 24. Also, slow-moving traffic, I-696 westbound between DeQuinder Road and I-75. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, 888-552-3595. My guest again, the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. Before we get lost in conversation, there's a prayer vigil on Monday, which is Christmas Eve, Reverend Bullock, that we want to let people know about. We need them out there to support your efforts, or our efforts, because this is a community effort. This isn't a Reverend Bullock effort.
That's right. It's not a Reverend Bullock effort. It's a community effort on Monday, which is Christmas Eve. And somebody say, Reverend, Christmas Eve? I said, no better time to have a prayer vigil, protect our children, at 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve at the Detroit Public School headquarters in Detroit. That's 3011 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan. 3011 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan. A Save Our Children prayer vigil at 11 a.m. on this Monday. I want you to come out. We're going to be calling on concerned citizens, clergy, and activists, labor leaders, elected officials to come out. And why? Well, with Tony, we're not just praying because of what happened in Connecticut. What I want to make folks aware of, if they're not, that unlike other industries, when something happens with guns, the manufacturer of the gun cannot be sued because of a law that was passed in 2005. Gun control advocates like myself and even constitutional scholars, we think that this law that was passed by Congress in 2005 actually gives the gun lobby a special liability protection that other companies don't have. You know, when cigarettes give you cancer, you can hold the company accountable. If you gamble too much, we hold the casinos accountable. If you buy a bad tomato, you can hold the store that carries it and the manufacturer that made it accountable. But for some reason, the gun lobby has been insulated. And so we must not only pray, but we must educate people about how the law has been used by the gun lobby to protect it from being held accountable by the very people that suffer because of it.
Well, certainly one of the many challenges. You know, we've had an interesting day on the program. In the last half hour, Reverend Bullock, we talked about the serious issue of mental illness. And it's something that I know by the very practice of what you do in your own church, it is touched by people that are challenged with mental illness, families that struggle with mental illness. The way we treat others in our society, we have not just have to start talking differently, and this is certainly in concert with how you open the show. We have to start doing differently.
That's right. That's right. We've got to start doing differently, and that just doesn't mean us. I think sometimes, Tony, when we talk about doing things differently, people think about personal behavior, but we've got to change our personal behavior, but we also have to change policy. I mean, why should gun manufacturers have a shield law that protects them? When Lee Malvo got that gun from a gun store and then went on a shooting spree in D.C., don't you know that gun manufacturer could not be sued by the families of those victims because of a law like this, with what happened in Connecticut, with what happened in Colorado? You know, I think that it's unconscionable that the gun manufacturers, the gun distributors, cannot be held accountable because the law protects them and not the citizens and the children. So not only do we need to revive the ban on assault weapons, not only do we need to outlaw super clips, why would you need that many pounds of rounds, but we must also roll back these kinds of laws that have been passed by our own congressional leaders to protect gun manufacturers and not citizens and children.
That beautifully said. We're going to go to the phones and welcome Paul in Pontiac. Paul, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Tony. Reporting for the First Shift, I'm sorry to hear that you're no longer going to be on the radio. You've become like a morning habit for me.
I appreciate that. Hopefully we'll find a new home soon enough. What's on your mind this morning, Paul?
Well, Tony, I've talked to you before. I'm a retired policeman from Pontiac, and have put on a few pounds there on Oakland Avenue over the years. And I wanted to talk about the mental health issue. And as you well know, we had Clinton Valley Center in Pontiac for years until it was closed down by Engler. And so as a police officer on the beat in Pontiac, I had to deal with patients that either came from there or were placed in group homes in the community quite a bit. So you're absolutely right. The patients were oftentimes taken to the Oakland County Jail or perhaps Pontiac General Hospital in order to be treated. But it was unfair then. It's unfair now. They should be treated as patients with medical conditions.
Absolutely, Paul. And thank you for the kind words, and thank you for your call. You know, Reverend Bullock, I think about something that's called the human condition. I think about being my brother's keeper. And these are things that actually keep me up at night. These are things where I say, how can I make a difference? How can we make a difference? And as we get ready to wrap things up on this Friday morning, I want to remind people that there is something profoundly important about the power of prayer. And we need to be more mindful of that.
That's right. That's right. You know what we say in our tradition, Tony, that prayer changes things. But really what that means is that prayer changes people, and people can change things. When we pray, we center ourselves. When we pray, we find a point of contact with the divine. When we pray, we have an opportunity to reflect about where we've been and where we're going. And when we pray, we access a power that is outside ourselves, because we don't just move and live within ourselves and what we have, but there's a deep power, I believe, that guides us all. And so we must pray, you know, because we're going to fall down, but the ground is no place for a champion. So, Tony, we get back up again. And so I'm excited about the power that prayer, that pushing, and that policy change and personal direction will bring. And so as we move into 2013, let us all dedicate ourselves to being active, being engaged, and being involved to make our world a better place.
Well, there is no question that that is radically true. And we'll make sure that we get up on the Facebook page today. The Facebook link to Rainbow Push, the Twitter link to Rainbow Push. I want people to stay engaged in what's happening here locally. And for people that aren't paying attention, Reverend Bullock, every time you need Reverend Jackson here, he doesn't question. He comes here. He advocates for what we believe in. He has held our hands. He's a compassionate, beautiful human being, and we're lucky not only to have him here. Reverend, I don't know how you ended up in Detroit, but certainly you are a gift from God.
Tony, thank you so much, and you are as well, and I'm excited about what the future holds, and I know as long as we're working together and there are others like us, that we are going to win one for the team of righteousness and justice.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you for your time today and every day, and I'll look forward to seeing you again very soon. Merry Christmas to you once again.
Likewise. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. God bless you. Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. Let's take a quick break here. Lots to get to yet in this hour. We're going to talk to Miriam Aukerman. She's a attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. They are suing Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Want to know why? Stay with us. You'll find out. We'll be back.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
We have a couple accidents to look out for out on your roadways at this time. We have an accident on I-94 eastbound at Jackson Road. Also an accident blocking your right lane, I-96 westbound at East Grand River Ave. And slow-moving traffic, I-75 northbound between I-696 and 12 Mile Road. And slow-moving traffic, I-94 westbound between Gratiot Ave and I-75 as well. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Let us address the declining fortunes of today's mainstream mass media. Yes, I can hear your pain screams of, no, we don't want to. However, we really must, because it's not about them, but us. About our ability to be at least quasi-informed about who's doing what to whom and why, in order for us to be a self-governing people. So, buckle up. Here we go. The honchos of America's newspaper establishment are quick to blame the Internet for their loss of readers, not noticing that their own product has fallen victim to conventional wisdomitis. This affliction leaves them printing little more than the contrived wisdom of the corporate powers, not a big selling point with readers. Ironically, this narrow perspective not only saps their sense of what's news, but also their business sense. For example, with readership declining, the accepted industry response by owners and publishers is to fire beat reporters, shrink the news hole, reduce reporting to rewrites of wire service articles, and run hokey PR campaigns hyping the shriveled product as real news. But here's some real news they might want to consider. The new owners of the Orange County Register are blazing a contrarian path toward reviving their paper's prosperity. Editor Ken Brusick notes that offering less to subscribers and charging more not only is a ripoff and an insult to readers, but a sure path to failure. So, he says, we're now offering more, expanding the Register's newsroom, its coverage, and the paper's size. Gosh, hire real watchdog reporters, dig out real news, and make the paper relevant to local readers. What a novel notion for a news business. Of course, the conventional wisdomites are sneering. It's not what most people are doing, said one. This is Jim Hightower saying, exactly, and that's why it's so promising. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Appreciate you all being with us. Well, as we said a few times throughout the program today, the American Civil Liberties Union is suing Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, saying her policy of denying driver's license to undocumented immigrants who qualify to legally work and study in the United States violates their constitutional rights. Well, you're sitting here saying, of course it does, Tony. Why would we even be having this conversation? Because Secretary of State Ruth Johnson doesn't agree with us. Joining us now is Miriam Aukerman. Miriam is an attorney with the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan. Miriam, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Happy holidays to you as we ramp up to this last weekend before what I would hope is going to be a little time off for you as well, Miriam.
For me and hopefully for lots of listeners as well.
Absolutely.
Going into the holidays.
You know, I said most people are probably going, well, of course this is unconstitutional. Who would fathom that you would deny somebody a driver's license based on the fact that they are undocumented? But if they're here legally after what the president recently did, then, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is Ruth Johnson is saying, yeah, not so fast.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think if you think about it, it's in terms of common sense, if the government says that you can work here, you can live here, it also means that you can be present here. And what says that you're legally present here? If you're legally working and you're legally living here, then you're also legally being here. And what the Secretary of State is saying is, well, we can only give driver's licenses to people who are legally present. And these individuals, although they can work here and they can live here, they're not legally present here. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just not logical.
I'm not sure how you define legally present. Maybe I'm asking that as a question. How do you, Miriam, do you know how to define legally present?
Well, it's a question of federal law. It's a question of what the federal government does. And here, what the federal government has done is said that these were individuals who were undocumented, but the government recognized that these are, you know, these are children who were brought to the United States as often as little kids. They grew up here. They went to our schools. They played in our playgrounds. They pledged allegiance to the U.S. flag. They, you know, go to our colleges. They want to work and pursue the American dream just like everybody else. And the government said, let's give them the opportunity to live here legally. And that's what the federal government did, but then the Secretary of State really took away that chance to pursue the American dream by saying, well, you can work here, but you can't drive to get to work. You can study here, but you can't drive to get to class. You can't drive to the grocery store. You can't drive to take your kids to the doctor. You know, all the things that all the rest of us take for granted, it's part of what we need to just, you know, get along in everyday life.
You know, Miriam, I posted this to our website yesterday. We always do that in the afternoon for the next day's show, and I got an email from somebody, and, you know, sometimes it's just the most common stuff. We don't need to use fancy legalese or anything. This lady writes me and says, Tony, this just doesn't make sense. How are they going to take jobs or get to school or do any of the things we all do without a driver's license? Well, Miriam, that's a really good question.
Well, that's why we brought this lawsuit. I mean, we sat down with the Secretary of State. We sent her a letter. We explained why this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to, you know, the common sense. At a common sense level, it doesn't make sense in terms of the law. But she didn't change her policy, so we had no choice but to bring this lawsuit because we think it's pretty simple, like your listeners do, that if you can work here and you can live here, you can be here, and that means that you need to be able to drive. And it also means, as a matter of law, that you're eligible for a license.
All right, fair enough. Now, let me just set this up properly, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to us this morning. This is all coming under what is called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, D-A-C-A. So that if we start to get a little technical, you'll understand where we're at with that. Now, Michigan is one of, Miriam Aukerman, if I understand, just a handful of states that is denying these DACA kids, if you will, the opportunity to get a license, right?
That's right. So the vast majority of states, and they have laws that look a lot like Michigan's law, the vast majority of states say, you know, we're going to let these individuals drive. They're eligible to drive in our state. And so what we're seeing, actually, is that DACA recipients are moving out of Michigan, these really young, talented people who bring all this energy and all this talent to our state are leaving the state because they can drive in other states. They just can't drive here. There's really only a couple of states, including Arizona and Nebraska, that are saying, we won't let these individuals drive.
This is just, yes, it's ridiculous, but folks, it is what it is, and this is why the American Civil Liberties Union is engaging in this fight. By the way, for those of you that will remember, this doesn't go back that many months. The DACA program was created for young immigrants who arrived in the U.S. illegally. I'm admitting that, illegally, as children, but it was, you know, Miriam, of no fault of their own. Mom and Dad brought them over, some of them at the age of one or two or younger, 3, 4 years old. I don't care if they were 12. They don't have a choice. They go where Mom and Dad are sending them. Our president finally steps up and says, hey, listen, we've got to stop penalizing these kids for being kids, because that's what was happening. And then you turn around and you get somebody like Ruth Johnson said, yeah, not so fast. I mean, this just, you know what, at a very simple level, and I don't mean to oversimplify this, it's just kind of mean, Miriam.
Well, you know, I think one of the great things about America is that we don't care what your background is. We don't care who your parents are. If you work hard and you play by the rules, you get to pursue the American dream, right? And these are kids who came here, who grew up here. They want to work hard. I mean, some of our plaintiffs, you know, one of them's a triple major senior at University of Michigan, wants to be a lawyer. Another one's a third-year pre-med student at Wayne. Another one's the homecoming king at Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, you know, and a soccer player, and he wants to be an engineer. These are young people who really want to, they just want what all the rest of us want, right? And to drive them out of Michigan by saying they can't drive is just really unfair.
All right, so, you know, and I want people to understand that, you know, we're not talking about giving them a license to buy a gun. We're not talking about something that's dangerous. So I guess if you drive irresponsibly, it's dangerous. But I think y'all understand my point. And so we take a look at this and you say, what's the end game? Right, Miriam? I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. What's the end game here by denying them this opportunity, which of course gets them safely around from point A to point B? It's about opportunity. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and Miriam, I kind of go back to this romanticized idea. Let me just throw this out to you and see if it sounds familiar. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. What happened to that America?
So lots of us are children or grandchildren of immigrants. My mom came to this country and from Germany, and, you know, and I grew up here, and my brother was born in Germany, and he's a U.S. citizen, but that's just a sort of a fluke of the immigration laws. There's lots of, many, many of us. You know, America is a country of immigrants, right? And we really prize the talent and the diversity and the energy that immigrants bring. And we shouldn't be turning our backs on these individuals, especially the young people who really, you know, they came here with their parents, and they are Americans in every way except on paper. And that's what the government recognized when it approved this deferred action program and said, you get to live the American dream just like all the rest of us. And you bring talent and energy and skills. I mean, these are young people who are really, they are the future of Michigan. And it's just so sad to see us turning our backs on these individuals and saying, well, I guess you could bike to work, or you could walk to work, or you could, you know, wait for a couple of hours for someone else to give you a ride to work. I mean, one of our clients, when he was talking to me, he said, you know, this is the high school kid. He said, you know, I really play soccer, but it's just hard because I can't get to soccer practice a couple times a day, especially during the summer, and I have to rely on my friends to get rides, and how do I do that? I mean, another one said, well, how am I going to get a job, because no one's going to hire me if I don't have reliable transportation, and I can't just depend on other people for rides. When I think about, you know, anybody who's ever had their car in the shop, you know, car breaks down for a couple of days and you don't have it, and you, for whatever reason, you know, you don't have a car for a couple of days. It is so difficult to get around and just do your everyday life if you can't drive. And that's what we're saying to these young people. You can be here. You can work here. You can study here. You can be part of America, but you can't drive. Well, how you're supposed to live in Michigan, you know, the motor capital of the world, how you're supposed to live here if you can't drive?
Well, makes a lot of sense. By the way, I want to point out something that Miriam Ackerman said earlier, that they did meet with the staff of Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, the American Civil Liberties Union here in Michigan did, and they stood by their assertion that they are not legal residents, and therefore they cannot get licenses. If you're wondering where Governor Snyder stands on this, Miriam, I hate to be the bearer of more bad news, but he agrees with the Secretary of State.
Snyder has said he wants to be the most pro-immigration governor in the country, but it's not very pro-immigrant to say you can't drive here. I mean, there's nothing that's more friendly to immigration than welcoming these young people with their energy and their talent, and to say that they can't drive, they can't pursue their dreams, that's not very pro-immigration. So it saddens me to hear that.
Absolutely. Well, very quickly, because we're almost out of time, have you filed the suit yet? When do you expect it'll see some action?
Well, we filed it on Wednesday. We're waiting to get a response from the Secretary of State. And then sometime in the new year, I would imagine that things will move forward with it. It's their turn to answer now, and we hope that they'll look at this again and that they'll reconsider what they've done, and that we can move this forward and get these young people the licenses they need to be the future of Michigan.
Absolutely. Miriam Ackerman, thank you so much with the American Civil Liberties Union. Blessings of this season to you, Miriam.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
Thank you. A quick break. We're open lines at the top of the hour. Give us a call now if you want to talk. 888-552-3595. First Shift continues right after this.
Hi, this is Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, and I want to wish Tony Trupiano and each and every one of his audience a happy and restful holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shot. That's none of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. New SK Energy Shots. Make the switch to a better source of energy. Available at 7-Eleven, Planet Fitness, Rite Aid, and your local retailers.
Recently on First Shift.
Welcome, Tom in Detroit.
The one gentleman, the rich ultra-billionaire, that, as you called it, wasted $140 million, and it would have been better to give it to the poor. What do you think, where do you think that $140 million went? What happened to it? Did he just burn it? The money is spent on advertisement, hotels, anything to do, that money is spent. It put people to work. That money wasn't just, they didn't just burn it.
Oh, so now Sheldon Adelson's a job creator. That's what you're saying.
It sure certainly is.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock as we inch ever closer to the end of the program. Wow. I want to thank all of you for being with us this morning. I've got a couple musical treats to share with you, both in this hour and the next one, so stay tuned for that. I want to thank Miriam Aukerman with the ACLU. This is just what Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is doing. It's punitive. I mean, it's punitive. It makes no sense. Let's go to the phones and welcome Shilpa in Auburn Hills. Shilpa, thanks so much. Happy holidays to you. What's on your mind?
Happy holidays. I just want to thank Miriam for the work you're doing. I actually am a therapist that works with a lot of undocumented families and children up near the Pontiac area. And I just wanted to mention the extreme anxiety that a lot of these kids go through with being undocumented and feeling like they don't have the opportunities that their peers have, even though, like you mentioned, a lot of them came here when they were 2, 3, 4 years old, and they just want to pursue education and opportunities like everybody else, and they can't. And then also the depression that comes along with that.
Yeah, this is not just about, Shilpa, you make such a good point. This is not just about not having a driver's license. So I don't want people to hyper-focus on or micro on just that, because it's not just about that. It's about lack of opportunity. It's about disrespect. It's about self-worth. You know, there's a lot that comes with that driver's license, Shilpa.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it a great deal. 888-552-3595. The smartest man in Michigan's on the other end of our line. Herb in Northville joins us now. My friend, happy holidays to you, and both to you and your beautiful bride.
Well, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we're going to miss you.
You know what? I'm going to respond to your email a little bit later on today, but I want to thank you for sending that along. What's on your mind this morning, Herb?
Well, just follow up on what Miriam was talking about. And, you know, the unspoken elephant in the room there, and elephant in the literal, in that sense, is that both Ruth Johnson and Rick Snyder are looking ahead to 2014. They have to protect their right flank. So this, I mean, opposing private licenses for these DACA eligible young people, would have been their way of opposing the president on one of his signature things, and continuing to do it is just a matter of throwing red meat to these xenophobic types who opposed their presence here anyway. This is all about the politics of it, and just emphasizes that Ruth Johnson is both the most partisan and the least competent Secretary of State we've ever had.
Yeah, she. It is. Is it not just amazing, Herb, to you that she seems to find new and dysfunctional ways to mess up that office? I'm astounded by her lack of sensitivity. It's almost like she forgot that her office is actually supposed to be non-political.
Well, I mean, that's the problem you get when you have a partisan election for a supposed to be nonpartisan office. You get people like her, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't get someone who would have been awesome for the job, like Jocelyn Benson. But the other thing you mentioned is that what Marion was saying is that if in fact this inability to get a driver's license is causing talented young people to leave, if you're a Republican, you're cheering that, because that's, what's another word for that? That's self-deportation.
Yeah, there you go, Herb. There you go. Hey, listen, pal, thanks for the call. Have a great Christmas, and I'll be responding to your email a little later on today or tomorrow, so I appreciate the call. Let's now go to Dan in Milford and welcome him to First Shift. Dan, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas, brother, and happy holidays to you and your family.
And by the way, I just want to make this clear. I am not going into porn.
I knew you were going to mention that. I was kind of entertained by that. Joe DeSano always has a unique way of sort of punching a hole in any conversation, doesn't he?
He does, and he started a rumor yesterday that, I guess you know what the rumor was now that I've said that. Anyway, Dan, that's not why you called. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you know, I've been thinking about making this call today, brother, as your last day, and I'm going to try to keep from choking up, you know. Every day that I've been in the state of Michigan for the last year and a half, I've listened to you. And you've done some great things for us. And to that end, and I know we kind of started the conversation yesterday on Twitter, I really believe that there's demand in a market for a progressive talk format in our city. And if there is a group of people that would like to put their heads together to figure out how to keep that going, I want to be a part of it. So that's the first thing I wanted to say.
And I appreciate that, and certainly now that I'm going to, looks like I'm going to have a little time on my hands, perhaps we can explore that a little further. I really find it hard to believe that this is the end of anything, which is probably why I don't sound all that dejected today. I've had a couple of people actually write me and say, man, you don't sound like this is bothering you. Well, I'm not giving up. That's why I'm not giving up.
Yeah. Well, they don't know the real Tony then, because I know you won't. And you inspired me, and I've told you that before, and I know you inspire a lot of people. So the second thing I wanted to make just a quick comment on is, you know, with the Republicans going home for Christmas out of Congress, you know, we're headed for the fiscal cliff, or the so-called fiscal cliff. And on the news of that this morning, and you know this, Tony, I come at stuff from a business perspective a lot. And on the news this morning, they're saying, oh, the stock market is down because the fiscal cliff is looming. And the connection I want to make for everybody from a business perspective is stocks, the value of the stock is based on the earnings of a company. And what they're afraid of is that companies are going to earn less money because corporations and rich individuals are going to have to pay more in taxes. And just to tell everybody, it's okay that the stock market goes down, because if they're going to pay more, that's going to be good for our country, and it's going to be good for us, you know, and maybe the worker's going to get a little bit more in their pocket as opposed to the owner. So when you hear this, you know, bad news about the stock market dropping, it's actually okay.
It is okay. Absolutely is okay. Dan, I want to thank you for your call. We got a little musical treat I want to share with everybody. Folks, as you all know, one of my favorite songs is Solidarity Forever. Somebody sent me this video yesterday. The sound quality may not be pristine, but you'll get the message. We're going to leave this hour with Solidarity Forever.
Yes, what's on earth is weaker? 710 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
We are still dealing with some earlier reported accidents. An accident on I-96 westbound at East Grand River Ave has your right lane blocked. A semi is in the ditch in that area. And that accident on I-94 eastbound at Jackson Road is still not cleared up. Also, an accident has your right shoulder blocked. I-96 westbound at Kensington Road. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 34 with snow on and off throughout the whole day. Tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 36, and it's currently 32 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, now on for 4 full hours from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday.